Welcome to Music from the Tower, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, John Romeri.
Welcome to Music from the Tower. This is your host, John Romeri, and we have such a special show for you today. I'm so excited. It's our Christmas music show, and again, I've invited my colleague and friend and wonderful associate music director here and organist at Christ Cathedral, David Ball. Welcome, David.
Hi, Dr. John. Thanks for having me. Excited about this Christmas program. Some of our favorites.
We've got the best Christmas music to share with you today by some of the world's finest artists.
And some of our friends.
And some of our performances. Anyway, we've got a lot of music for you, so we better get right to it. This piece, of course, kicks off Christmas, I think, everywhere in the world. O Come All Ye Faithful.
And this is the definitive setting of it by Sir David Wilcox, whose career sort of defined the Christmas repertoire in a lot of ways. His arrangements are known throughout the world for their brilliant descants and their wonderful organ settings.
Yes, I think every choir enjoys this beautiful setting. And this, of course, was made famous on the King's College recordings of the lessons and carol services that we all enjoy every Christmas Eve. Certainly kicks off my Christmas Eve every single year for the last way too many.
And of course, this recording is Sir David Wilcox himself conducting his own choirs at King's College, Cambridge.
O Come All Ye Faithful. Welcome to Music from the Tower and our special Christmas show.
Come with me, Lord, in, on thy kingdom.
What would Christmas be without a Kamui faithful? I can't even imagine.
And without Sir David Wilcox, I can't imagine either.
No, both legends, and for musicians, the divinity of the Christmas season and the music. This is another great hymn, one of my very, very favorite.
My absolute favorite Christmas hymn.
God rest you merry gentlemen. God rest you merry road merry gentlemen. Sometimes I'd like to add in there, but it's really, in its reality, God rest you merry gentlemen. And this is another Wilcox setting?
Another stunning Wilcox setting, and the last verse has a brilliant three-part descant for the boys or the women.
Now face it, David, it also just has a great big organ part.
Oh, it does, absolutely.
That you love
beautiful
to play.
Beautiful pedal tone at the end, and I absolutely love it.
God rest you merry gentlemen. This is our special Christmas program, and you are listening to Music from the Tower on Relevant Radio. What a great carol, and what a great ending. Isn't that beautiful,
absolutely,
David? This is just such a fun show to do, picking all of our favorite music. Well, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, is probably a carol we don't sing in church very much. Maybe people sing it when they're out caroling or something, but this is a great setting.
It's a stunning setting by Keith Chapman, who is the organist at the Wanamaker Organ in Philadelphia, the biggest functional musical instrument in the world.
This piece was written by this great organist who was so tragically killed in a plane crash. He was a pilot and was killed in a plane crash. And this is performed by Peter Richard Conti, one of our favorite organists, who is now presently the organist at the Wanamaker in Philadelphia, which is really the Macy's department store in Center City, Philadelphia, where the largest organ in the world, imagine. And this is Peter playing that great instrument with this fabulous arrangement by Keith Chapman. Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella. This is Music from the Tower and our special Christmas program. Wow, talk about a great organ piece.
Absolutely.
Huh,
oh, what a thrilling piece.
Just really fun to play. Both of us play it and love it. This season is filled with carols. We've heard a few. With organ music, certainly music of all sorts of instruments. But it's also filled with choral music. Choral music of all sorts and kinds. Some very, very old and ancient. And some brand new and composed by living composers, and one certainly who has written just a myriad of classic Christmas.
Yes, John Rutter, another legendary composer who, again, has sort of defined sort of the choral Christmas repertoire that we love and sing and perform today.
There's so many great pieces. It was a little bit hard to choose, but we chose his Shepherd's Pipe Carol,
which in 2017 celebrated its 50th anniversary. It was composed 50 years ago and has been performed throughout the world by so many different choirs.
This is from an album, the John Rutter Collection. Remember, you can get all the information about this music at ChristCathedralMusic.org on our website at Music from the Tower. And you can find all of the links to these pieces so that you can have these and the whole albums for your very own.
And this is John Rutter himself conducting his own choir, the Cambridge Singers and the City of London Symphonia.
Shepherd's Pipe Carol. And this is Music from the Tower with John Romero.
Come to me.
What a fun piece, and certainly Rutter was known so much for not only his beautiful melodies and great choral music, but listen to the orchestrations. There's
Absolutely.
So much fun, percussion all over the place.
And he was writing so much in that English choral tradition. So the next piece we're going to hear is by a different composer, John Goss.
John Goss was born in 1800, died in 1880. So not all Christmas music came from the 20th century. Sometimes we think of, well, those are all new pieces, but the Christmas tradition goes back far and wide. This is called See Amid the Winter Snow, and I'm proud to say that this is from my time in St. Louis as cathedral musician. This is from an album called See Amid the Winter Snow, which I produced during my time there as organist choir master. David, are you on this album?
I am actually on the album as a little chorister in fourth grade.
How about that? David was one of my choristers and later became the organ scholar for the beautiful cathedral, just filled with mosaics, isn't it? So gorgeous. The beautiful cathedral basilica.
And a beautiful acoustic. And this recording is from that beautiful space.
Yes, you'll hear the space in that recording. See Amid the Winter Snow from the recording See Amid the Winter Snow by the St. Louis Archdiocesan and Cathedral Choirs. John Romeri conducting. David Ball singing. How about that?
Thank you.
What a beautiful piece written by English composer John Goss, a beautiful, beautiful setting for choirs.
In that English tradition, and the next one will be in the more American tradition that we have here.
Well, and I Saw Three Ships is a great English carol. We sing it, people know it. It's certainly something that people go caroling with. But this is an amazing, I have to say it again, an amazing.
Oh, absolutely stunning arrangement of this piece.
By Mack Wilberg. Now, Mack Wilberg is a name that perhaps you don't know, but he's the director of music at the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. He's far more than just the director of the choir. He arranges most of the music. They have a 100-piece orchestra. They have that big choir of 300-some singers.
And so many wonderful organists, too.
And this piece is really one of my favorites. You'll hear bells in the middle of it. It's just a great recording. Who's recording this?
John Romeri conducting.
Oh, this is my recording. Okay, sorry. This, too, is from the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis. It's from a live recording of the 2008 Christmas at the Cathedral concert at the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis. Were you on this recording?
I was as a much older high school chorister.
Okay, well, you hung around for a long time there. I Saw Three Ships arranged by Mack Wilberg, wonderful English carol, and the Music from the Tower Christmas special continues. I told you, David, that was an outrageous arrangement, but so, so beautiful. Mack Wilberg and I Saw Three Ships, and my choirs did a pretty good job,
yeah,
didn't they?
Absolutely, yes.
They are fantastic. I had such a good time. I was the organist in St. Louis there for 18 years and saw great, great students come along. Several of my students who were there have made incredible careers for themselves, including my friend David here. Certainly one of the composers that has also risen to the top in recent years is the composer Philip Stopford. He's another English composer who now lives in America. He lives in New York.
In Bronxville.
In Bronxville.
The music director at the Christ Church Bronxville.
He's doing great things there, still writing beautiful music. I hosted him for a couple of choral festivals, and just a great guy, a wonderful young man. And this is a piece called Christmas Blessing, and this is Philip conducting.
Absolutely, his own choir, the Ecclesium Choir.
A Christmas Blessing by Philip Stopford. And this is Music from the Tower, our Christmas special. Isn't that a beautiful piece? And brand new to the Christmas repertoire, Christmas Blessing. We actually ended one of our concerts right here at Christ Cathedral with that sort of blessing everyone as they left our Christmas concert. Well, another piece we got to do last year in our Christmas concert, but is really one of my favorite arrangements, is The Snow Lay on the Ground.
Absolutely. Another, and this is a wonderful 21st century arrangement of this piece.
This is Trinity Wall Street, and it's conducted by the arranger.
Yep, Julian Wagner himself, conducting Trinity Wall Street Choir.
Julian was just here in Los Angeles conducting a wonderful opera. And
another musician who's had this thrilling career. He started out as an organ scholar and a chorister at St. Thomas Fifth Avenue in New York, and then he's built his way into the opera world and the church music world and the Anglican world. So many wonderful
everywhere, but an amazing arranger. And this is a wonderful English carol that all of us know, The Snow Lay on the Ground. But wow, what an arrangement! Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear it. This is Music from the Tower's special Christmas program. You're listening to Relevant Radio and John Romeri and David Ball. that was a really fun arrangement, wasn't it? The snow lay on the ground. It certainly does everywhere on the East Coast. Not so much here in Southern California.
Yeah, no, not really. I miss those blizzards. But
when we sang it in our concert here at Christ Cathedral, everybody thought we were going to somehow get snow, but maybe up in the mountains. Well, we had already some music of John Rutter, and John Rutter is a personal friend of mine. And when he sees me, he calls me Mr. Candlelight. I just saw him at a big choral festival in Los Angeles Cathedral. I had some singers singing in that festival. I walked up to say hello to him, and he said, Mr. Candlelight. Well, why does he call me Mr. Candlelight? But way back in 1984, I had my first encounter with John Rutter, and he wrote a piece for me called Candlelight Carol. It was dedicated to my choirs at the Church of the Assumption in Pittsburgh. I was in Pittsburgh for 19 years as the organist and choir master at that beautiful Church of the Assumption. Gorgeous acoustics. People used to call it the Church of the Acoustics, but it was the Church of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we made great music in that church. This carol is still sung every single year in the Advent and Christmas lessons and carols.
And sung throughout the world. What a great hit.
It was the greatest seller for Oxford University the year it came out, and probably still sells very, very well in its arrangement.
A beautiful, intimate piece. And this recording is John Rutter conducting his own group, the Cambridge Singers, with the City of London Symphonia.
Candlelight Carol by my friend John Rutter. This is Music from the Tower on Relevant Radio. I still love that carol even today. I still love to perform that carol. And when people from time to time see the dedication to me at the top, I get a little email saying, we just sang this piece called Candlelight Carol. And then I saw your name on the music as it was dedicated.
Mr. Candlelight himself.
Mr. Candlelight. Well, I didn't stop commissioning pieces back in 1984. I'm still doing it today. Of course, we're getting ready for the dedication of Christ Cathedral, and we're going to commission all sorts of brand new music, bring music into existence. And one of the pieces we did this very year was to commission a piece by Gillian Darius Rivier. And Gillian is a composer of, right at my very last days in Philadelphia, we premiered a brand new mass of his at Carnegie Hall.
Stunning work.
Yes, I hope to have.
Full choir, full handbells, full orchestra.
It was amazing. My children's choir was part of that performance. David was in the audience, as my family was too. But he's written several pieces since I've come here to Christ Cathedral. One written for our new auxiliary bishop, Bishop Tim, and for his ordination. And he's written many pieces for me over the years, but this piece he wrote for my children's choir as they performed it for Pope Francis in Rome. And this is a recording of my own children's choir here at Christ Cathedral, the diocesan children's choir, from one of our Christmas concerts. And it's called To Follow the Star by Gillian Darius Rivier. This is Music from the Tower and our Christmas special. Isn't that a stunning piece all about the Epiphany? Because our children's choir sang the Epiphany Mass with Pope Francis in Rome. But at the organ in the performance you just heard was our wonderful friend here, David Ball. It was a tricky piece, wasn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, but a really stunning work in that it paints the text so beautifully. You hear the stars in the organ and in the choir.
Oh, I think it's going to be a hit, and it will be published, of course, in my choral series coming up. Well, we've had a lot of fun picking out some of our very favorite music from the Christmas season. What a great season. I mean, we could go on. This show could be hours and hours long because there's so much great music of the Christmas season. But you can't end a Christmas program without having a setting of Joy to the World. Now, this is a setting I've used probably for 30 years, and I pried it out of the composer's hand. It was in manuscript when I got it the first time, and I begged him to let me publish it, and I finally got that permission. This is Joe Jenkins, and he was a colleague of mine. I taught at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, and Joe was the composition teacher. And he wrote this great setting of Joy to the World. It sounds like a big Handelian fugue.
Absolutely. This piece just sounds like Christmas.
George Frederick Handel wrote this great carol, and this is an arrangement by Joe Jenkins. And this, again, is my choir from the Cathedral
from
Basilica
Louis.
In St. Louis. This was a live recording from a 2006 concert that we gave. And this is Joy to the World. And certainly if there was ever a time we needed it, this is the time. Joy to the World, arranged by Joe Jenkins. the fantastic setting of Joy to the World. I love that piece. Isn't it great?
Absolutely.
David?
Just says, Merry Christmas.
Yes, well, it really does, because I've sort of signed off almost every Christmas concert for a long, long time, and certainly is the closing hymn for Mass at many of our Masses, and we use this wonderful setting, sung with the people, sung with these choirs, wonderful setting by Joe Jenkins, my colleague and friend from Duquesne. And anyway, this has been a great show. David, thank you so much
for sharing
all this Christmas music with us. It's been really fun to share this with our radio listeners for Music from the Tower. And of course, I encourage you, as always, to go out and listen to music of live performance if there was ever a time of the year where you can hear great music everywhere, from concert halls to churches. Every place you go is some beautiful music. Go out and enjoy live music. This is Music from the Tower coming to you from the beautiful Christ Cathedral campus here in Garden Grove. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. And we certainly hope that you will be back with us at Music from the Tower in a future episode.